Rockets KLCC. Vienna Teng and Alex Wong tonight at 7:30 in the Jaqua Concert Hall of The Shed in downtown Eugene. They'll bring their music there, and they've brought it here to the KLCC Studio A. Good afternoon, Vienna.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in off the road, the rainy road, and Portland last night.
Yes, we had a great time there.
And had a good ride down I-5.
Oh, yes.
And you're ready now to play Eugene. We're glad you're here. Let's get right into some music, and then we can chat a little bit after that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
This is a song called In Another Life.
In another life, you and I worked West Virginia coal mines side by side, collecting the black dust like sin. The day the main shaft caved in, I caught your eye as the lantern light guttered out and the after damp swallowed us slowly. I gripped your hand and caught a glance of the next time round. In another life, you and I were Red Guards in training, side by side. Marched on Tiananmen, turned our own parents in for hoarding rights. And in the great leap forward, we crawled on our bellies and died. And a blood orange sky gave a cry of the next time round. And in another life, I was married at 13. Killed at 21 on a minor battlefield. I was buried beside my second stillborn child. My last thought it seemed a fever dream. To a summer afternoon, Central Park in June, marveling at the bounty our days contain. And we feel it like the shiver of a passing train. That other life, deep underground, oh you and I. We are side by side. We are the next time.
Vienna Teng, Alex Wong. That from Vienna's latest CD called Inland Territory. But that was live from the KLCC studio. The studio, this is our brand new studio. We're pretty excited about being here about a year and a half now, almost 2 years. And that was one of the nicest sounds we've gotten out of this room. So thanks, guys. Vienna, tonight at the Shed, you'll be performing. And I think what most people are surprised about you is that you have a degree in computer sciences.
That's true. I often wonder why that is such an interesting fact to people, because I know a lot of other musicians, Alex included, who had other careers before they went into music. And so for me, actually, the reason I studied computer science, honestly, was one of the reasons was to buy myself a bit of time to figure out how to get a music career off the ground.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a way of waiting tables. It was like another method.
Somebody said have a day job in the background. And
yeah. I mean, I enjoyed programming a lot, and I thought software is and was fascinating. And but it was definitely not something I was going to spend the rest of my life doing.
Well, anyone who gets your latest CD and reads the liner notes knows that you have a poet in you. And is that coming from, is there any connection between your computer science background and your love of words and your the way you string words together?
Wow. I never really thought of it that way. I actually often feel like I'm playing a lot of catch-up in the arts, I guess you could say. Definitely playing with other musicians like Alex. And, you know, Alex also produced Inland Territory, so getting to hear his thought process of string arrangements and recording methods and all that sort of thing. I always feel like I'm still a student in music, both for the lyric writing and the making of the sounds.
Do the words come easy to you? Do they just drop onto pages at night?
No, they don't. It's definitely like beating my head against a wall, or, you know, wringing blood out of a rock or something, you know, like there's definitely a lot of just sort of sitting there and trying to figure out what it's supposed to be and feeling like maybe if I had been an English major, it would, you know, they would flow a little easier. But yeah.
At Stanford, the creative writing probably does permeate just about everybody who's there, I suspect.
I think so. I mean, one of the really valuable courses I took was freshman year. I took one of those humanities survey courses, and we read a lot of, you know, Aristotle, Plato, and a lot of the later stuff as well, of course, and had to write a lot about it, and that was pretty new for me, and definitely having to channel thoughts into words that in some cohesive way, and to kind of play with language a little bit, yeah, definitely was useful later on.
We're glad that something other than zeros and ones finally came out of all that Stanford experience.
Yeah, well, there was definitely something that I really connected with computers. And to this day, I feel most comfortable around geeky people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people get really excited about net neutrality, or, you know, building an iPhone app, or, you know, going to these conventions where they learn how to, you know, where they learn about the new API for some platform. Like, I really enjoy the company of those people, so.
And Alex, you... you had no problem setting up a complete performance studio in the KLCC studio in about 12 minutes. So the two of you seem to have a way with technology as well as the musical language.
I think I'm pretty application specific. I learn things that are directly relevant to me, and I sort of fuzz out on things that are outside of my periphery. But yeah, for the stuff that we've been doing, I think we've gotten our little dog and pony show down to a science that fits inside of a Jeep Patriot.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish that the listeners could appreciate, is that Alex is masterful at packing a van. We are traveling in the smallest possible vehicle, and he somehow makes every little piece fit into every possible like spare space.
Well, and the production of this CD sounds that way too. I mean, everything seems to be just right where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I guess it's my OCD nature applied to music and packing.
Well, we have you on the mic. Tell us about, you have a new CD that's just been released. What do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. I have a group called The Paper Raincoat. It's with another artist named Amber Rubarth, who's also, I think she's actually coming through this area in a few weeks. She's a great solo artist, but we have a collaboration together, and we just released a record a couple weeks ago. So... the band is The Paper Raincoat, and the record is called The Paper Raincoat.
And it's currently sold out until FedEx gets you some more.
That's right, yes. I have a love-hate
that's a good sign.
Relationship right now with FedEx, mostly hate.
How about another song?
Sure.
Some more music.
Sure. This is a song that Alex and I wrote together. It's a song that began with the piano part, and then what happened after that, Alex? Then I guess you imagined a string orchestra around it. And so,
yeah, there were some really, really beautiful sections that Vienna had played me, and it was just a matter of finding out how to put them together, and then adding sections in between. And I remember the first part that she played was really lovely, but I think we moved it to the chorus, actually. And so it was just, it was sort of a shuffling around and then sort of adding dynamically, just figuring out where we wanted it to, what we wanted it to say, and then just like building the ship. So this is a very unromantic way to describe songwriting.
Well, this is a song called Antebellum.
Circle through the leaves and talk about the little ones. And we smile but never say too much, the moment always vanishing. One by one the neighbors' lights come on. Our October day is almost gone. I know the borderlines you drew between us. Keep the weapons down, keep the wounded safe. And I know our antebellum innocence was never meant to see the light of our armistice day. Spring, we climbed the rolling hills and talked about our budding plans. And we smiled, our faces like a moon, showing us our secret side. But then the fights, the sharp words splintering the night, how I couldn't be what you'd need. But oh, I could make you bleed. I know the borderlines are true between us. Keep the weapons down, keep the wounded safe. I know our antebellum innocence was never meant to see the light of our armistice. But how much would I give?
Vienna Tang and Alex Wong, Antebellum, a song on the latest CD of Vienna Tang's called Inland Territory. That was wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Performing tonight at the Shed, and I have one more little area I'd like to explore with the two of you. You both have Eastern heritage, and Vienna, you're the daughter of immigrants?
Yes, both my father and my mother came here with their extended families, actually. They grew up in Taiwan, and then both my sets of grandparents in turn immigrated from China to Taiwan. Right around the time of the Communist Revolution.
And Alex, is your family story similar in terms of immigrant, or have they been here in America longer?
It's somewhat similar, but my parents were both born here. They're both Cantonese, so the immigration story was quite different from the Mandarin Chinese that came from Taiwan. But my dad's parents came over from China, and my mom's mother was actually born in Los Angeles, in Chinatown in Los Angeles.
And you've both lived all your lives in America.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how important that the cultural heritage of your parents is as you develop a career and as you develop a voice and try to say things in your songs. Are you looking back at their heritage, or are you spending more time looking forward at your own culture and your own lifestyle?
It's really changed over the years. I started out very very much not interested in that, I guess. A lot of my earlier songs were very much exploring, you know, things that were just personal to me as an American kid, relationship drama or whatever else. And just as of this last album, Inland Territory, actually, I got more interested in it again, partly because it became important to me personally to understand it. Because my going into music has not been without tension in my family. They've been accepting of it, but they haven't really embraced it fully. And having the conversation of why they're uncomfortable with it has been really eye-opening for me. And as a result, I think I felt like writing a couple of songs exploring those things.
Alex, is that any different story for you?
I think I had my big parental battle in seventh grade when I was trying to convince them to buy me a drum set. But beyond that, I think they really got behind it. And in fact, my extended family, my grandmother was also really supportive, I think kind of uncharacteristically so for her generation. So I got lucky in that regard. And I think my grandmother on my mom's side had a lot of, her mom was actually friends with a lot of artists in China. So it was always something that was given a lot of priority in my family. So
Vienna, I suspect you'll win them over pretty soon, if not eventually.
Well, you know what's funny? I remember talking to my dad at some point, and when he was growing up, it was a very academically oriented environment, and it was actually, you know, you tested into certain echelons in school, and the engineering people were always the kids with the highest scores, and then the kind of the social science humanities people were in the middle, and the people kind of basically like flunked out of everything went into the arts. And so when my dad told me that, this light bulb went off, like, oh, okay, so you associate like music and film and, you know, painting and, you know, all this creative stuff with, you know, not being able to cut it in other ways. And after having that conversation, it made a lot more sense, and, you know, the way that my family kind of has this perception about things. But I think it is changing, and I give them a lot of credit for keeping an open mind about it, and definitely seeing the way that people like Alex and I can make a life in music has changed everybody a little bit, which I think is good.
That life is currently on the road, so you're headed south from here.
We are.
No.
We're actually going.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to Washington tomorrow to play at the Edmonds Center for the Arts, and then
Zigzag Tour 09.
Yeah. And then I'm going to Hawaii for a little bit to play some shows on Maui. And then we're going to Texas and kind of doing the middle of the country. So.
And you're at the Shed tonight.
Yes.
It's on Broadway and Willamette, Broadway and High Street in Eugene, the Jaquil Concert Hall, a 7:30 show. Vienna Tang, Alex Wong. We're going to leave with music from your CD. And you want to tell us a little bit about where this song came from?
Well, it's apropos that we're talking about older generations in my family, because this is exactly what this song is about. I wanted to write from my grandmother's point of view. It's called Grandmother Song. But we also wanted it to be, in some ways, a very American-sounding track. And so Alex got this idea of, well, we should record in an old Victorian house. And
so nothing says America like Victorian architecture.
No, but like it was in, you know, it was in this old house with a lot of people kind of gathered around. We wanted to create this kind of like American folk.
Like a porch vibe. Parlor jamboree kind of vibe, I think.
Yeah. If my mom, if my grandmother had, you know, been a fiddle player at the turn of the century, I think this is what she would sound like.
The Grandmother Song from Vienna Tang. Alex Wong tonight, 7:30 at The Shed. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.